FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast.
Welcome to Second Amendment Radio.
That's right. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. That was Aaron Tarlow, my partner and the owner of Southern Armory. Chad Ellis, of course, our producer, is here as well.
Still no.
We were just talking about podcast downloads.
Yeah, I guess we should preface this. I walk into the studio and Jeff Allen's in here, which is our station manager. And I'm like, oh no, we're getting cut. We're getting the axe. And it's... Apparently, we're blowing it up.
Yeah, so we promote every week that you can download the podcast of this show. You can do it in several different ways. Just about anywhere you can find podcasts, we're probably there somewhere. But the best ways to do it are the website, 971talk.com. You can just click on podcasts. You'll see all the shows here on the radio station, including Second Amendment Radio. You can download it right there off our website. Or the number one best way, in my opinion, is the radio.com app. Download the radio.com app. Again, absolutely free. Favorite the radio station. Then you got everything. You have access to the stream of the radio station 24/7, and you have access to all the podcasts with a click of a button, click of your finger, and you can download it right there on your phone or your tablet
easy.
Or whatever. It's super easy.
I'm a big 97.1 guy. So my wife, those of you been in the shop, I talk about my wife and my daughter all the time. My wife will send me to the wholesaler, which is, it's like an hour and change drive. It's very nice. It's, kind of country-ish. It's like Sparta, Illinois.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a huge fan of going through Illinois, but, gun laws and stuff.
Sure.
But, it is getting better over there, so I've got my concealed carry permit from Florida, Missouri, so I can take a loaded firearm concealed on me, and as long as I stay in my truck, I'm okay. And I'm driving through farmland, so nobody's really going to mess with me. So.
Right.
But, when you start getting down into that Sparta area, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes from the wholesaler, the signal starts to kind of get a little sketch. So I just flip on the app on my iPhone and stream it. And I'm one of those people that still have that unlimited streaming that, I bought way back in the day for like $20.
Yeah.
And, I just tear it up, man.
I know a lot of people that do that. I know a lot of people that travel, that go to like the lake on the weekend, like the Ozarks, on the weekends, or Table Rock Lake. And once they lose the signal, they just pop up the radio.com app and they listen to the station.
It's funny you mention that because my wife and I go to Florida. And this is a great way to lead into Southern Armory. We go to Florida for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we leave the boys at the shop for the 4th of July sale for the Made in America sale. So, Made in America sale will start basically the 29th, I think it is, and run through the next...
Right around the corner?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's like next week.
Yeah.
So, you got time. And if it's Made in America, and I even say it in the commercial, but it's got Made in America written on it, it's on sale.
Yeah.
So, that's ammo, holsters, guns... optics, suppressors, guys. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, we will.
Even the training classes, we do all that stuff at a discount. So, don't come in and want your, H&K because, that isn't made here. Don't, there's going to be certain guns that just, sorry, it's not made in America.
Right.
We're celebrating America.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Yeah, not Germany or
That's
Europe,
right.
So. So 4th of July.
That's a different time of the year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. D-Day?
Oktoberfest.
Well, we kind of just destroyed them then. But,
yeah.
Oktoberfest, that's a good one. Normally, October is Glocktober, which is Glocks
true.
Are also made in the USA. They're also made in Austria, so you can get a USA Glock pretty inexpensively, too. So, with all that said, if you're looking to get a new gun, you're kind of over the next, week, 10 days, and if it's made, in the U.S., might be a good time to just get a price quote from us.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to be starting up here next week.
Absolutely.
So it'd be a good time. Anyway, so we go to Florida. So, right when we get down into, I don't even know, Perryville maybe, and we start losing the signal and I will turn on the app.
Yeah.
And we'll start streaming.
It's a way to do it.
And so we're driving, and this is a few years ago, and Piper wasn't even born. She's going to be 2 here end of July, July 31st. For those of you who want to get her something, she's into she's into babies and ponies and airplanes, which is even better.
Yes.
Anyway, we're driving and we hear like the same commercial, like 3-4 times an hour. And my wife looks at me, obviously we advertise on the station. She's like, "So what do you think that's costing them?" And I'm like, "Oh well, it's like 9 o'clock at night. These are probably the bonus." I'm like going on and giving her the rundown. She's just looking at me like, "Really?" I'm like, "It's fine. Like, They probably got like peak time and bonuses. So anyway, but you know, it's great, you know, because it's a little slice of St. Louis.
Yeah.
While we're down in Florida.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love taking the app with me. And then, of course, you know, I get my news alerts through the app too.
Yep.
You can do the push notifications.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you don't want, you know, the other, you know, TV stations that may be a little bit more left-leaning.
Mm.
I'm not going to drop any names, but if you watch them, you've probably seen me on there given the other side of the story when it comes to gun stuff, because I'm adamant, like, hey, come talk to me, you know,
right.
Get our side. And the suppressor thing we're going to talk about, but suppressors right now, we are seeing a run on them, guys. I'm telling you, we are. We're getting people coming in. We're sending people down to Crestwood Police to get fingerprinted. They're the cheapest. They're $5 a card.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, you know, they can't go anywhere. And they'll do it 24/7.
Yeah.
Which is even better. You know, you go to St. Louis County, not knocking St. Louis County. If you live in Clayton, go there. You know, they'll be fine. But, you know, for the people that get off at 5, 6 o'clock or don't want to take time off work, you can go into Crestwood 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
And they'll do it.
Yep. And they're awesome. The cops in Crestwood are just awesome, awesome officers. So
that's super cool.
Yeah, they really are. And then Walgreens is right around the corner too, so you can literally leave our shop, go to Walgreens, get your passport photos, go over to the police station, get fingerprinted. Won't take you that long. You got to drive back by Walgreens to get to us. Stop, get your photos, and then come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably done in about a half hour.
Yep,
it's super quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opposed to, you know, running around other places. So we've really got the system down and the mm-hmm. niche, and the Crestwood officers just, you know, when you come in and you're like, oh, I came from Southern Army, they know.
They know, yeah.
And they know that you're super cool, because that's, I'm just going to tell you, that's their substation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come in and, you know, warm stuff up, go to the bathroom, you know, when it's really, really, you know, 110 degrees outside and the AC doesn't want to work in the cars that well, because it's just that hot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're sitting, they come in and cool off, drink water. So, you know, we love them, and so they're gonna like you too, so don't feel weird walking in there if you got to go in. You know, if you come down and get a suppressor, they're gonna be talking guns with you more than
right.
likely. A lot of them are customers, and some of them work for us. So
that's great.
It's awesome. So come in and get a suppressor. I can't stress that enough. If you get the paperwork in now, so you know, we had a big change a few years ago where you had to name a responsible party. So, you know, actually, I guess it was like a year ago. Because remember, we used to talk about, like, well, you can have an LLC, you can have a trust, hold a suppressor, a Sherpa rifle, or a machine gun. Well, then you had to name a responsible party as well. So you still had, like, a name associated with it. So I still have kind of the
What's
old...
What's the purpose of that?
I guess so they could... Well, I mean, responsible party, so they had, like, an actual, I guess, like, point of contact. And then they had a
so
list
they can help
of...
Find, if they can't find you, they can find them?
They can find somebody that's a responsible party.
That
and
knows,
then they
yeah.
then they had a list of individuals that were basically authorized users. So instead of, you know, it being kind of like an LLC, and I just say, well, Tony's my boy, I'm going to add Tony on my LLC, and I just add you, right? Because it's just a simple, you know, addendum on the paperwork. Then now all of a sudden you have access to my suppressors and my machine guns and my Sherpa rifles. And you can go and shoot them and use them and enjoy them just as much as I do. Now with the responsible party deal, I have to add you as a responsible party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a way for them to check the actual individuals that are going to be on the LLC or on the trust. The problematic part about this is, and this is just from like the dad point, right? You know, when my daughter hits 21 and. Oh, man, you know, 19 years and change, counting the days, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, figure out how to add her on with ATF versus just adding her on to the LLC, you know, as a member or a manager. So with the state.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a different way. And then like, how long does it take? So I don't know the answers to those questions. I don't think many people have had to do that yet because it's still pretty new.
Right.
Pretty new deal. But that was like a July deadline. You had to have the paperwork in by July. And man, we were just swamped. We didn't have a suppressor in-house. We were even selling demos. You know, we're like, well, it's been shot a little bit. And they're like, we don't care. We'll take it. So it was like, all right. Like, okay, we'll knock 10% off the can, you know. And
right.
Like, sorry, it's used, you know. And, you know, and we're not talking like heavily used, you know, gently used. And you know, we go out and test them and see, you know, how easy they are to clean, how
right.
quiet they are, you know, ease of, you know, just everything about it. And, you know, and then if we liked it and we continued to stock it, and if we didn't like it, we would sell the demo.
Yep.
You know, or so, sometimes the employees would snatch them up too.
So we have obviously a, presidential election right around the corner.
Yes, we do.
We have talked about people like Cory Booker, who is running for president on the Democratic side, and his plans, some of the issues, some of the platforms that he has rolled out, including his gun registry program, his basically his national gun license issue. There is another Democratic 2020 candidate who has rolled out his gun law, his plan, if he becomes president. We're going to get into that next segment. It's a two-page plan. Oh, we're going to go through it point by point. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to ask Aaron questions about it as we go through and get reactions as we go through. Go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be great. I wish we had a webcam in here. Now, my next question is this like, is this like when I was in college and they were like, well, you can double space it and, you know, 12 font or whatever. And then you're like, well, they won't notice like 12.5 and then like.
No. No.
Like double
this
and a half,
is, this thing
or double
is
and a third.
Meaty.
Oh man! So it's
this
like eight font,
meaty.
Single space.
So yeah.
Oh, man,
so and we're gonna
horrible.
Go through it. We're gonna go through it point by point, and just gonna give you an idea
how bad it could be
of how bad it could be of what can happen if these Democrats take over the White House and the. And they already have Congress. If they're able to get the Senate, the White House, or even if they're able to get two of the three, you know, they can start doing some things. So we already know what Cory Booker's up to. I've got another one coming up. If we have time, I've got a bunch of questions for Aaron as well that people have been submitting on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, the Southern Armory Facebook page, my Twitter at TonyColombo971, all different ways to participate with the show. But yeah, we were talking earlier about the podcast. Don't forget, you can always download those podcasts, like I mentioned, on the website or radio.com. And we've been doing a really great job with getting these podcast downloads.
So,
and it just goes to show you the popularity of this this show. And, you know, if you miss anything, like this is going to be really good information that we're going to discuss today.
Yeah. And share it with your friends,
If we get to the questions, I think there are types of questions that everybody has. When we don't get to them this week, we get to questions every chance we get. So, you know, download the podcast of the show, even if you already listened to it. You can always go back and listen again. And like Aaron just said, share it with your friends. It's a great way to arm yourself with the knowledge of not only gun laws, but what's happening in the news and what's happening in politics and what you need to be watching out for.
Yeah,
and you'll have all the information.
And it's really weird that we're kind of talking about this because we have the anti-gunners have been coming in the store.
Oh, wow.
It was a conversation when I got back from the ambulance district last night. Jess was like, hey, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what about? And, well, we had a couple ladies come in the store. I'm like, okay. We got time, Mr. Producer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Yes.
I don't know.
No, we do.
He's hidden behind the...
We do.
Anyway, so...
I want to hear this story. Go ahead.
So some anti-gunners came in the store, and they were... talking about
what's an anti-gunner.
So I wasn't there, so I don't know,
but people that are protesting.
Oh, yeah, they didn't.
Is it in general
she wasn't like protesting, but she came in and was like trying to bait my wife.
Okay,
all right, my wife is pretty savvy.
Yeah.
And we have
I'm not messing,
you know,
with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Anyway, we did cause a little stir because Piper, you know, when you have a kid, and Tony's got kids, Chad, you'll have kids one day if you ever find a woman that'll deal with that mean mug. And that horrible taste in music.
I think the music has a lot to do with the success of the downloads.
Do you?
I agree.
Well, we'll see. So Pipers, we take the rifles and we store them in our safe. And so my wife's carrying a few rifles. I'm carrying a few rifles. And Piper, when she was really, really little, not too long ago, she would like hold the butt like while we were holding it. Now she's getting that upper body strength. She can actually like. Two-hand a rifle, you know, like, so I got a picture of it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, look who's finally able to help. And she's holding it way up at like the fore end, right? We're talking like super far away from the, here, let me show you the picture.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I sent it to you. And it's super far away from the trigger. Like, she's holding it straight up in the air, man.
Yeah.
She's like, it's like proud dad moment right there.
Right.
And people were like, you know, and those anti-gunners were blowing up. Like going nuts. We're going to call Child Protective Services. We're going to get your kid taken away. And I'm like, please. I mean, I might have used another select word that we're going to bleep out if I would say it. But I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
Dude, I had told a story on the air a couple years ago about letting my kids ride in the back of my truck in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Like, sometimes, especially like this time of year when it's really nice outside, we'll pull in, we'll be coming home from wherever, and we'll get off the main road and we'll get into the subdivision. And especially when she's, you know, almost 16 now, but when she was like 12, it was her, as it is every kid's favorite thing to do, was to ride in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
It was my favorite thing to do when I was a kid too.
So I remember being a lot younger doing it.
You know, we'd be on our way home. Oh, me too. Yeah. We'd pull into the subdivision, and we'd have, you know, a half mile drive through the subdivision.
Right.
And she would say, "Can I jump in the back? Can I ride in the back of the truck?" And sometimes I would say yes, and sometimes I would say no. And I told that story on the air, and I just got
all the hate,
all kinds of
on Twitter.
Yeah, I got a lot of good, like, "You're a good dad." I got a lot of that, like, you know, making childhood memories. That's great. But I also got like, "That's, you know, you're putting your kids in danger. You're going to hurt, you know, you're going to hurt your kids. I can't believe you would do that. I can't believe you would talk about that." Dude, yeah, that's how it is.
I remember being I remember being at summer camp, and we would ride in back of pickup trucks. And I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And then I came back and was, you know, a counselor and stuff. And we'd be riding the back of pickups. You just couldn't sit on the rail. You had to sit in the bed.
Right.
And they didn't want you leaning up against the tailgate, you know. Right. And I remember being with my grandpa.
Absolutely.
And we'd be going, you know, we'd go fishing or something. We'd be going from like one little area to another little area. And I'd just sit in the bed of the pickup.
Right.
You know, or he'd come find me when it'd be like dinner time. We'd be camping. I'd be out riding my bike. And he'd be, "Throw your, you know, bike in the bed and just climb in." It was no big deal, man. Yeah. It was the 90s.
So I know, believe me, you know? I understand the ridiculousness
out
there.
It gets nuts.
So we got to take a break, but we covered the All-American sale. We covered suppressors and how you need to get them now. If you're interested in a suppressor, you need to get out to Southern Armory and get that taken care of now. Of course, CCW classes and advanced pistol classes always happening out there. You need to get yourself signed up for those.
The one thing they don't know is where we're at. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Booyah.
Boom.
SouthernArmory.com.
Play it, Maestro.
Hit the music. We're going to take a break. We are going to get into this Democratic candidate's gun plan.
Oh, I can't
if
wait.
If this person is elected president, this is the gun bill that he plans on putting forth. I'm going to tell you all about it. We're going to go through it point by point, and we're going to get Aaron's reaction. And not only his reaction, but I want to get your like legal assessment of some of these things that he wants to do. So it's going to be interesting stuff. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of Second Amendment Radio still to come here on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. You never surprise me. I mean, you always surprise me. You never cease to surprise me. That's what I mean.
He's on today.
He's doing it. Chan's got the music going.
Did you guys like add a folder of like approved Aaron and Tony music? I'm just curious.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM all News me. Talk. Yeah, it is all him. Tony Colombo here, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, my partner right there, also Chad Ellis, our producer in the studio, and just mentioned before we went to break there about this plan that I want to go through. So we recently discussed Cory Booker, who is, of course, one of the United States senators running for president on the Democratic side, and his national gun registration plan, his ID plan. Well, now another Democratic candidate has released his gun plan, something that is called the Gun Violence Prevention Plan. And this has been rolled out by California Congressman Eric Swalwell, who is another one of the Democrats that is running for president. And again, it's good to go through these things because it could give you a glimpse of what could be coming your way if the Democrats were to take over the White House in 2020.
I got a question.
Yes.
Which one of these guys is the $1,000 a month guy?
I don't know. All of them?
No. Like the, you know what I'm talking about? One of them promised $1,000 per person in your.
That sounds like Bernie.
In your household for a, quote, universal. No, it wasn't Bernie, I don't think.
Oh, universal basic income.
Yeah.
Universal basic income.
Uh huh.
Boy, you know what? I am fascinated by the universal basic income discussion.
Which one, who is that? Is that one of these guys?
No, I don't know who that is, but there's two different. Okay, I'm going to do this super quick because it's way off topic.
I was about to say it is, but I was just curious.
But universal basic income, there's two versions of it.
Yeah.
There's the strictly liberal, democratic, socialist version where it's everything that is in place now, all the entitlements, all the everything that's already in place, and then we're going to also give you $1,000 a month.
Okay.
There's another one that is sort of the libertarian universal basic income plan where it's you eliminate all entitlement programs.
Okay.
You take away food stamps, you take away welfare, you take away all these things that the
housing,
government's paying for.
Yeah,
all of it.
Yeah.
All of those entitlement programs go away.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine how much money the government would save
if all
of those things were to go away.
It's a huge percentage.
And instead of all those things, every American citizen is given a blank amount of money every year that is enough to buy yourself health care, essentially, and maybe enough to pay for basic housing. So whatever that number is, $15,000 a year or something.
It's per person?
That, yeah.
Or per
$15,000 a year per person or whatever it is.
Okay.
I don't know the number, but anyway. But that's the other liberal. That's the because everybody's got a different plan. There's no way.
So when I heard the number, you just go with me on this one.
Yeah.
It was like $1,000 a month. I was like, that's like two Glocks.
Right, right.
An AR. A nice, you know, like mid-grade AR.
Right.
Like save up 2 months and I get like an LWRC or a suppressor every month.
So I'm like, you know, I'm actually very interested in the universal basic income discussion if you take away all the I'd like to see the math. If you eliminate every entitlement program.
Right.
And then just give people this certain amount of money every month or every year, whatever it is, however you want to break it down, which is cheaper. Because if the universal basic income one is cheaper, then I'd be all for it. But anyway, that's a totally different discussion.
Yeah, I agree. I was just curious who it was because
liberal version where you leave all the version is just put it on top of everything
that
exists.
I was basing that on all right, so I get $1,000 a month. How bad's gun control?
Right.
Like, you know, because I mean, that's what I'd be, you know, ammo and guns. And anyway, go ahead.
So here we go. This is Eric Swalwell's gun violence prevention plan. He rolled it out this week. He's a congressman from California. He's running for president on the Democratic side. I wrote down 12 points from his plan, and I didn't even write them all down.
Okay.
There's actually more in his plan.
Well, share the link with me, and then I'll do a live stream, and we'll share it on the Facebook, and maybe you can join the live stream,
and we'll have
a good discussion.
Now, we don't have to stop on every single one of these,
but
I do want to stop on some of them and kind of get your thoughts
on
them. So here we go. Here's Eric Swalwell's gun violence prevention plan. Point number one in the plan. Ban and buy back so-called semi-automatic assault weapons and prosecute those who don't comply.
So, you want me to go ahead and just start hammering on it?
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just asking, you know.
Remember, we got to get through all 12.
Right, I'm with you. So, I was actually having this discussion with my neighbor last night. She is from Missouri, moved to Texas. Now she's back in Missouri, and now she's getting ready to move back to Texas. She's not a gun person at all. So me and my wife and my daughter were out. We're like barbecuing, and she comes over and just starts talking to us. And she knows we have a gun store and stuff. And but anyway, we were talking about assault weapons. I don't know if it probably was me that brought it up, but regardless, I was like, you know, here's the deal. You know, when you hear this, it's just like a false narrative because, you know, the semi-automatic M1 Grand that shoots 30-06 that I have in my basement that my grandpa carried and was at D-Day +3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for those of you who follow Facebook, you know, you saw I went to a D-Day thing and talked about my grandfather, and we, you know, sponsored an honor flight in his name. So, with all that being said, you know, that rifle that my grandfather carried in the 1940s,
mm-hmm.
okay, to free Europe of communism,
right.
is very similar to your AR-15 to your AK-47, and the fact that you press the trigger one time, it goes bang, OK? okay, it will auto-eject, auto-reload, etc. It's fed by an in-block magazine,
yep.
Right? Or in-block clip would be another name for it. That's probably the proper term. But you know, it's a clip of ammunition, right? And people use clip and magazine kind of interchangeably, which is kind of like suppressor silencer. But we're not going to get into that debate. So now all of a sudden you have, we're gonna ban ARs, we're gonna ban AKs. Well, we're banning them on features, okay? Because you also have other firearms that use magazines that are rifles that you would categorize as hunting guns, right? Mm-hmm. So just kind of off the top of my head, like a Remington Woodsman, right? They don't even make it anymore. It was made, I think, in the 70s and probably discontinued in the 80s. If Dan was here, he'd probably give you the whole lineage and every model from, you know, the 740, the 741, the 742, and all the sub models associated with it. But it's magazine fed. You know, so, right. You know, that's a
semi-automatic.
Yeah,
and would
semi-automatic.
Be considered a semi-automatic assault weapon.
Well, the assault part, now they're going to talk about specific features. Like, well, it's got to have a pistol grip. Well, pistol grip is better ergonomics, right? So people with, you know, weak wrist or short, don't have upper body strength or, you know, have carpal tunnel in their wrist, don't have to go to this, like, extreme angle with their wrist to kind of hold the rifle and support it. So the pistol grip just makes for better ergonomics, better help you carry it easier, and all this other stuff. Then like a bayonet lug, you can't have a bayonet lug. That was a big thing. And I'm like, bayonet lug? Like, you know, when was the last time somebody got bayoneted?
I don't even think some of these Democrats have...
They're clueless. And that was something else I'd say.
I think if it's a long gun and it's semi-automatic, I think that they think it's an assault rifle.
Yeah, it probably is. And that's the other thing, too, is I can take my 10/22, right, that I have in my Woodstock that I go shoot squirrels and rabbits with, and I can put it in like an archangel stock, sorry, which is, you know, like an adjustable stock, and it's got a pistol grip, and now all of a sudden it looks like an assault rifle.
Right, and it would. I bet they would consider it one.
They would. It would reclassify it. The other thing they want to get rid of, too, is your muzzle brakes. So if you have a flash hider, right, which for those of you that know anything about flash hiders, they're used to do different things. Basically, the short and simple is they're used to direct gases. Why do you want to direct gases, as you may ask? Recoil, so you direct them straight up to push the barrel down so you don't get it thrown back. To direct gases up and away from other shooters around you, okay? And it can, and then some of them like throw the percussion more forward so it's not as loud behind the firearm when you're shooting. So those are just some of the things.
Yeah.
You know.
Some of the accessories that they might consider would change something to an assault rifle when none of them is to...
Right.
None of them is for it increasing your kill capacity.
Right.
They're all
the
things that
rate of fire
to you. Exactly.
Or anything else. It's all in the name of increasing accuracy and ease of use.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all for you. They're all for the benefit
of
the
power steering in your cars or that parking assist where it'll parallel park for you because people can't do that.
So that's only point number one.
Yeah.
Ban and buy back so-called semi-automatic assault weapons. And prosecute those who don't comply. So ban them going forward. Buy back every single one that is out there now. And if you still have one and you won't sell it back to the government, then you're going to jail.
Let's look at news. You want me to hit that? New Zealand?
No, that's still the number one.
Yeah,
that's the one we just did. Hold on.
Yeah.
Number two.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the one we just did. Number two. Implement background checks. You're like, okay, well, that's
already
there.
We already do that,
For all ammunition purchases.
Yeah.
So every time somebody comes in and buys some ammo from Southern Armory, you would have to run a background check.
Right. So it's already illegal for us to sell it to somebody who's prohibited. So the question is, you know, are we really going to do a background check? It's going to do a few things. A, it's going to drive up ammunition costs because now my employee has to take the time and do the background check. And it's going to drive up costs for the government, of course, because now they've got to send us the form or develop a new form and then... obviously maintain the computer system. So you could just imagine how many times that's going to get bombarded with it. You know, Illinois has the FOID card you got to have to even buy ammunition.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't
foresee... This would
be
running the background check every time.
I don't foresee a background check. I think that the compromise down from them would be like a FOID card.
But if they take over,
you
never know.
I'm with you.
Create a federal licensing program for all gun owners requiring written and practical exams. So this would be just like your driver's license.
Right.
You would go and take your written test and your shooting test.
Right.
to in order to fire a gun. But don't we kind of already do that with
CCW classes? Do that actually with like hunter's ed, right? So if you want to have the privilege of hunting with a firearm, and people probably are going to be offended by that word privilege. However, you know, it is regulated. You do have to get a license for it. So it's like driving. It is a privilege whether you like it or not, unless you were born before, you know, a certain year, and then you're exempt from hunter's ed. But it is a privilege, and it is an education thing too. So you know how to cross, you know, a fence safely, and you know not to shoot across roadways and everything else. And there is a written test with that. You know, I took it so long ago, I don't even remember if there was a practical portion. As far as the CCW part is, there is a classroom portion. There is right. A practical portion, which is to show us skills. So, you know, those, again, are exercising privileges. My underlying problem with that is owning a firearm is not a privilege. It is a right. It is mm-hmm. a right constitutionally, but yes. also granted by God.
And you can lose your rights
defense.
By yeah. actions of your own,
mm-hmm.
but it is your constitutional right
and God-given
if you
right,
haven't
yeah.
lost that, if you haven't done something to have it taken away,
yeah.
it is your right.
So that's my problem with that one.
You're going to get a whole lot of these. There's a whole lot of this that is focused on ammunition.
Okay.
So here's another one. Require all people or businesses selling more than 1,000 rounds of ammo in a 30-day period. So anybody that sells more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a month.
That's a case.
Yeah, is one case in a month must be federally licensed.
So we're already federally licensed.
So no
so
big deal.
It probably wouldn't be a big deal unless they decided to institute another type of federal license. I know California does some weird stuff. You get your FFL through the federal government, and then you get one from California, and you have to get one for like high capacity magazines. I think they even have one for ammunition in California too. It's probably where he's getting this. So, I'd imagine it. He's from California, so it
this
probably
one
is
gets
pretty
worse.
Close.
Okay. Limit ammo sales for individual purchasers to 200 rounds per 30 days.
Wow!
So every
yeah.
every person
200 rounds.
You cannot buy, and you can't just go to a different store,
right,
and buy,
they're gonna
because it's all
check
federally
it.
Back because you're getting yeah. background checked every time you buy ammo,
yeah.
so they know if you went and bought it at a different place.
Yeah.
So you can buy 200 rounds of ammo every month.
So
and that's it.
That is 200 rounds is man, that's a light day at the range for me.
Right.
And that is barely a match. You know, so sometimes these matches, you know, you'll do 180 to 250 rounds. So now if you're a USPSA, IPSC, IDPA, whatever shooter, that's, you know, and you do one match, you know, every couple of weeks, that's two matches a month. You know, you're going through some ammo, plus you're going to practice. And if you shoot like CMP, like I do, you know, I mean, you're talking, you know, another 100 rounds of rifle. So if you shoot three gun, you know, that 200 rounds is going to affect the sport.
Yeah.
The sporting part.
So I want to do one more before we have to take a break
yeah.
because it's right along the same lines. Prohibit individuals from hoarding ammo in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or gauge. Now, help me with that because what
yeah.
I think that means is if they know that you have already bought 200 bullets for a certain gun,
yeah.
you can't buy any more than that. Period, end of story, I guess, until how would they even know that you bought?
How would they know?
I don't
know
understand
you use
how
it.
They would understand
so,
that you use it.
I'd imagine.
But that's what it says.
Yeah.
Prohibit individuals from hoarding ammo in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or
yeah.
gauge.
So,
meaning you can't have more than 200
you got
bullets for whatever gun,
cartridge,
right?
Yeah. So when you get guys like me, you know, I've got just naming a few rifle rounds, a 223, 300 blackout, 30-06, 308. Those are just four of them. I've got some Magnum rifles too. So now, you know, that's 4 months. Then you get into like 380, 9, 40, 45, 10 mil, 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum, and my 22 long rifle. Forget my 22 mag and some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
That's just 12 rounds right there that I've named off. And
right.
I can basically go in once a month and buy 200 rounds for that. They're really trying to impact because I can only have 200 rounds
they're
max.
They're targeting ammo. Exactly.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, but there's more to go.
Oh, yeah. This
and
is...
So we want to get to them. We'll be right back with more Second Amendment Radio. Don't go anywhere. I love this song.
Who is it?
Monster Magnet.
Monster
right?
Magnet.
Correct, correct.
You pulling on your point days.
It's
a great song.
All right, welcome back. Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk, 97.1. We are going through Eric Swalwell's gun plan. His, what's it called? The Gun Violence Prevention Plan. Eric Swalwell is running for president on the Democratic side right now. This week he released his Gun Violence Prevention Plan. I wrote down 12 points of the plan, and that wasn't even all of them. And Aaron and I are trying to get through all of them right now and get your his reaction.
And we'll
to
do a little live stream on this. And then,
and I'm going to go back in, at the end and read them all in order.
And then the other thing, too, is if you missed any of them, you're tuning in at the end of the show. I get it. So go get the podcast. You can go to the website 97.1 or download radio.com app and all that. Or go on Facebook, Second Amendment Radio on Facebook. I generally am pretty good about throwing the link up for the podcast.
And Southern Armory on Facebook.
Yep, and Southern Armory on Facebook. And SouthernArmory.com and join our newsletter.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
That was a good catch.
We got it.
That was a good catch.
All right, so let's get into this because I don't want to. I want to have time to get all of it. I think we're up to number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, number 7. Ban and buyback bump stocks, large capacity magazines, and silencers.
So,
ban and buyback bump stocks, large capacity magazines, and silencers.
All right, so,
here we are with the silencers.
We'll break this off. So,
very legal.
Bump stocks were already banned. You're supposed to have destroyed them. We were going to do a crush party. Amazingly, I think everybody lost them in a boating accident because we were gonna do a crush party with a tank at the store. We said, hey, call us, let us know. You know, we'll figure this out, and then order your stock. We'll give you a percentage off, right? So we're going to make lemons into lemonade. And we did get a little backlash about that. A couple guys were like, I can't believe you're going to do that. And I'm like, hey, man, I didn't write it. I'm just trying to make it better for people. So so they're already banned. So I think this guy is probably looking at a really, really old plan and didn't bother to edit.
So we're going now, and they're coming after silencers.
Magazines, high-capacity magazines. What are you going to define as a high-capacity magazine?
It's defined in here.
What is it?
Tell me what you think a high-capacity magazine could be.
We're going New York style, it's more than 8. If we're going the traditional, it's more than 10.
It's 10. Buyback and ban, large capacity magazines, which is 10 rounds, which I don't consider high capacity anyway.
No, I don't.
And then, obviously, silencers, which is the new bad guy.
Yeah.
Want to buy back and ban all silencers out there.
I don't know if they can do the silencer thing because they've already been regulated by the NFA and taxes have been paid.
Right.
So that'd be pretty hard. However, they are registered. So if they wanted to do it, they could start knocking on doors. The problem is once they start knocking on doors, it's going to get real. So go ahead.
Prohibit states from allowing teachers to be armed on campus.
Wow.
So even if you live in one of these communities that has decided that you want to allow teachers to be armed, it would be federally prohibited.
And Missouri allows teachers to be armed. The school board, closed door deal, they have to go through additional training. They can name them and everything else. So Missouri is one of those states. And I'm sure there are some teachers out there in school districts that come in the store that we're not going to talk about that probably are allowed
to be. I mentioned earlier that one of the things was about basically giving you a license, like your driver's license, and the fact that you have to take a written test and a practical test.
Yep.
In that same vein, here's another point. Require liability insurance be purchased before a person can buy, trade, or otherwise receive a firearm, which basically is exactly like how you must have liability insurance to drive a car.
Right.
You now must have liability insurance to own a gun.
Not really a big shock. They've been kind of pushing for this for probably about a decade now. They got it through with healthcare, right? Let's do it with guns too. And I don't know about you, but being self-employed and having to pay for your own healthcare really sucks. So what'll happen is you know, not very many people will insure this type of liability. Funny though, it is generally covered under like your homeowner's insurance. Like if you would shoot somebody in the house or something like that, they'll cover part of it, generally speaking, right? They also cover, insure part of your guns. There are individual plans out there that you can get, which we might have a sponsor for, that will provide you legal protection if you use a firearm in self-defense or maybe illegally while you're hunting, etc. So that industry is kind of there. It does exist. You can already purchase that. However, once it becomes mandated, you're going to see it kind of like healthcare. You're going to see prices skyrocket. People will come in and out, and it'll be it'll be pretty rough. What's your next one?
Implement a 48-hour cooling off period for firearm purchases.
Okay.
So that to me, that means that if I go into Southern Armory and I buy a gun, I don't actually get to take it for 2 days.
Already exists in some states. So we can just look at our neighbors to the east in Illinois, and they're like, well, that already exists here. You're right. It used to be 24 hours for rifles and 48 hours for handguns. Now it's just 48 hours for both. So not a new concept, but when we look out to the east, we also have Chicago, which is, you know, I hate to tell you folks, but I'm probably not going to shock you. It's crime central up in Chicago.
Right.
So that 48-hour waiting period doesn't do anything. You look at other states, New York, New Jersey, California in particular, some of them have, I think California, if I recollect correctly, is like a 30-day waiting period for a handgun. So I don't know if that's additional background checks or what the story is. Missouri had something very similar to that. You had to get a permit to purchase. It would generally take up to 30 days for the sheriff or the county police to issue that permit to you. It generally took about a week to 10 days for St. Louis County. Jefferson County was a little bit better. It'd take them 2, 3, 4, 5 mm-hmm. days, depending on how busy they were. And, you know, we didn't, you know, after we got concealed carry and they did away with it, you know, we didn't really see any increase in crime. So I'd be curious on their statistics and why they want to do that.
Go ahead. I'm going to do them both at the same time because we're almost out of time. Establish safe storage standards that all gun owners must comply with. And the last one, limit handgun sales to one per month.
So
nobody's allowed to buy more than one handgun per month.
That's going to be, so the safe standard, I'm all about safe storing of firearms. I think that you should have a vehicle safe in your vehicle. If you're going to leave a gun in your vehicle, I think that's the smart thing to do. Glove boxes and center consoles are just plastic. You can easily break them. But the vehicle safes, they're more than just for a gun, you go to the lake, you can put your wallet and your car key, especially if you have a key or a car with the little keypad on the side, you can get back in. You put your money and your jewelry and a bunch of stuff in there. And you can put your firearm in there too. And they're cheap. They're like under $40 when you come in to Southern Armory. So that I don't have a problem with. But again, you're kind of legislating what people should be doing, and I kind of feel everybody is entitled to be somewhat dumb. Illinois does have that law where if you leave a firearm in a vehicle, it has to be in a container that's lockable, meant for a firearm, etc. So with all that being said, that's already implemented in some states. Illinois hasn't been impacted. Yep. What was the other one? I'm sorry.
We're out of time.
One handgun per month.
Yeah, one handgun per month. That's pretty much self-explanatory.
That's kind of dumb, too. So I don't see any reasoning behind that.
If you want to hear all of those again, don't forget you can always download the podcast on our website, 971talk.com, or the radio.com app. It's absolutely free. Download our podcast and go back and listen to all of that craziness. And again, just remember, this is what could be coming your way if the Democrats were to take over the White House, and they already have the Congress and maybe the Senate as well. So that's the kind of stuff that they are going to be pushing. Go back and listen to that on the podcast and share it with your friends as well. Don't forget about the Southern Armory Facebook page and the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Also great ways to keep up with the show throughout the week as well. That is going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio. For our producer, Chad Ellis, my co-host, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio, and we'll see you back here next week on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every person,
200 rounds.
You cannot buy, and you can't just go to a different store,
right? Because they're going to have
because
background
it's all check federally
it.
Because you're getting background checked every time you buy ammo, so they know if you went and bought it at a different place.
Yeah.
So you can buy 200 rounds of ammo every month.
So
and that's it.
That is 200 rounds. That's a light day at the range for me.
Right.
And that is barely a match. Sometimes these matches, you'll do 180 to 250 rounds. So now if you're a USPSA, IPSC, IDPA, whatever shooter, that's, and you do one match, every couple of weeks, that's two matches a month. You're going through some ammo, plus you're going to practice. And if you shoot like CMP, like I do, you're talking, another 100 rounds of rifle. So, if you shoot three gun, you know, that 200 rounds is going to affect the sport.
Yeah.
The sporting part.
So I want to do one more before we have to take a break because it's right along the same lines. Prohibit individuals from hoarding ammo in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or gauge. Now, help me with that because what I think that means is if they know that you have already bought 200 bullets for a certain gun, you can't buy any more than that. Period. End of story. I guess until how would they even know that you bought?
How would they know?
I don't
know
understand
you use
how
it.
They would understand that you use it.
I'd imagine
but that's what it says.
Yeah.
Prohibit individuals from hoarding ammo in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or gauge.
So
meaning you can't have more than 200.
You got
bullets for whatever gun
cartridge.
Right?
Yeah. So when you get guys like me, you know, I've got just naming a few rifle rounds, a 223, 300 blackout, 30-06, 308. Those are just four of them. I've got some Magnum rifles too. So now, you know, that's 4 months. Then you get into like 380, 9, 40, 45, 10 mil, 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum, and my 22 long rifle. Forget my 22 mag and some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
That's just 12 rounds right there that I've named off. And
right.
I can basically go in once a month and buy 200 rounds for that. They're really trying to impact their because I can only have 200 rounds
they're
max.
They're targeting ammo. Exactly.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, but there's more to go.
Oh, yeah. This
so we want to get to them. We'll be right back with more Second Amendment Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Days,
I love this song.
Who is it?
Monster Magnet.
Monster
right?
Magnet. Correct. You pulling on your point days?
It's a great song. All right, welcome back. Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk, 97.1. We are going through Eric Swalwell's gun plan, his, what's it called? The Gun Violence Prevention Plan. Eric Swalwell is running for president on the Democratic side right now. This week he released his Gun Violence Prevention Plan. I wrote down 12 points of the plan, and that wasn't even all of them. And Aaron and I are trying to get through all of them right now and get your his reaction.
And we'll
to them.
Do a little live stream on this. And then
I'm going to go back at the end and read them all in order.
And then the other thing, too, is if you missed any of them, you're tuning in at the end of the show. I get it. So go get the podcast. You can go to the website 97.1 or download radio.com app and all that. Or go on Facebook, Second Amendment Radio on Facebook. I generally am pretty good about throwing the link up for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And Southern Armory on Facebook.
Yep, and Southern Armory on Facebook. And SouthernArmory.com and join our newsletter.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
That was a good catch.
We got it.
That was a good catch.
All right, so let's get into this because I don't want to have time to get all of it. I think we're up to number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, number 7. Ban and buyback bump stocks, large capacity magazines, and silencers.
So
ban and buyback bump stocks, large capacity magazines, and silencers.
All right, so,
here we are with the silencers.
We'll break this off. So,
very legal.
Bump stocks were already banned. You're supposed to have destroyed them. We were going to do a crush party. Amazingly, I think everybody lost them in a boating accident because we were gonna do a crush party with a tank at the store. We said, hey, call us, let us know. You know, we'll figure this out. And then order your stock will give you a percentage off, right? So we're going to make lemons into lemonade. And we did get a little backlash about that. A couple guys were like, I can't believe you're going to do that. And I'm like, hey, man, I didn't write it. I'm just trying to make it better for people. So so they're already banned. So I think this guy is probably looking at a really, really old plan and didn't bother to edit.
So we're going, now they're coming after silencers.
Magazines, high-capacity magazines. What are you going to define as a high-capacity magazine?
It's defined in here.
What is it?
Tell me what you think a high-capacity magazine could be.
We're going New York style, it's more than 8. If we're going the traditional, it's more than 10.
It's 10.
So
buyback and ban, large capacity magazines, which is 10 rounds,
mm-hmm.
which I don't consider high capacity anyway.
No, I don't.
And then, obviously, silencers, which is the new bad guy.
Yeah.
They want to buyback and ban all silencers out there.
I don't know if they can do the silencer thing because they've already been regulated by the NFA and taxes have been paid.
Right.
So that'd be pretty hard. However, they are registered. So if they wanted to do it, they could start knocking on doors. The problem is once they start knocking on doors, it's going to get real. So go ahead.
Prohibit states from allowing teachers to be armed on campus.
Wow.
So even if you live in one of these communities that has decided that you want to allow teachers to be armed, it would be federally prohibited.
And Missouri allows teachers to be armed. The school board, closed door deal, they have to go through additional training. They can name them and everything else. So Missouri is one of those states. And I'm sure there are some teachers out there. And school districts that come in the store that we're not going to talk about, that probably are allowed
to be. I mentioned earlier that one of the things was about basically giving you a license, like your driver's license, and the fact that you have to take a written test and a practical test.
Yep.
In that same vein, here's another point. Require liability insurance be purchased before a person can buy, trade, or otherwise receive a firearm, which basically is exactly like how you must have liability insurance to drive a car.
Right.
You now must have liability insurance to own a gun.
Not really a big shock. They've been kind of pushing for this for probably about a decade now. They got it through with healthcare, right? Let's do it with guns too. And I don't know about you, but being self-employed and having to pay for your own healthcare really sucks. So what'll happen is you know, not very many people will insure this type of liability. Funny though, it is generally covered under like your homeowner's insurance. Like if you would shoot somebody in the house or something like that, they'll cover part of it, generally speaking, right? They also cover, insure part of your guns. There are individual plans out there that you can get, which we might have a sponsor for, that will provide you legal protection if you use a firearm in self-defense or maybe illegally while you're hunting, etc. So that industry is kind of there. It does exist. You can already purchase that. However, once it becomes mandated, you're going to see it kind of like healthcare. You're going to see prices skyrocket. People will come in and out, and it'll be pretty rough. What's your next one?
Implement a 48-hour cooling off period for firearm purchases.
Okay.
So that to me, that means that if I go into Southern Armory and I buy a gun, I don't actually get to take it for 2 days.
Already exists in some states. So we can just look at our neighbors to the east in Illinois, and they're like, well, that already exists here. You're right. It used to be 24 hours for rifles and 48 hours for handguns. Now it's just 48 hours for both. So not a new concept, but when we look out to the east, we also have Chicago, which is, I hate to tell you folks, but I'm probably not going to shock you. It's crime central up in Chicago.
Right.
So that 48-hour waiting period doesn't do anything. You look at other states, New York, New Jersey, California in particular, some of them have, I think California, if I recollect correctly, is like a 30-day waiting period for a handgun. So I don't know if that's additional background checks or what the story is. Missouri had something very similar to that. You had to get a permit to purchase. It would generally take up to 30 days for the sheriff or the county police to issue that permit to you. It generally took about a week to 10 days for St. Louis County. Jefferson County was a little bit better. It'd take them 2, 3, 4, 5 days, depending on how busy they were. And, we didn't, after we got concealed carry and they did away with it, we didn't really see any increase in crime. So I'd be curious on their statistics and why they want to do that.
I'm going to do them both at the same time because we're almost out of time. Establish safe storage standards that all gun owners must comply with. And the last one, limit handgun sales to one per month.
So
nobody's allowed to buy more than one handgun per month.
That's going to be, so the safe standard, I'm all about safe storing of firearms. I think that you should have a vehicle safe in your vehicle. If you're going to leave a gun in your vehicle, I think that's the smart thing to do. Glove boxes and center consoles are just plastic. You can easily break them. But the vehicle safes, they're more than just for a gun, you go to the lake, you can put your wallet and your car key, especially if you have a key or a car with the little keypad on the side, you can get back in. You put your money and your jewelry and a bunch of stuff in there. And you can put your firearm in there too. And they're cheap. They're like under $40 when you come in to Southern Armory. So that I don't have a problem with. But again, you're kind of legislating what people should be doing, and I kind of feel everybody is entitled to be somewhat dumb. Illinois does have that law where if you leave a firearm in a vehicle, it has to be in a container that's lockable, meant for a firearm, etc. So with all that being said, that's already implemented in some states. Illinois hasn't been impacted. Yep. What was the other one? I'm sorry.
We're out of time.
One handgun per month.
Yeah, one handgun per month. That's pretty much self-explanatory.
That's kind of dumb, too. So I don't see any reasoning behind that.
If you want to hear all of those again, don't forget you can always download the podcast on our website, 971talk.com or the radio.com app. It's absolutely free. Download our podcast and go back and listen to all of that craziness. And again, just remember, this is what could be coming your way if the Democrats were to take over the White House, and they already have the Congress and maybe the Senate as well. So that's the kind of stuff that they are going to be pushing. Go back and listen to that on the podcast and share it with your friends as well. Don't forget about the Southern Armory Facebook page and the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Also great ways to keep up with the show throughout the week as well. That is going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio. For our producer, Chad Ellis, my co-host, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio, and we'll see you back here next week on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.